It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Every time I turn on the TV, I see a commercial for dark spot correctors. David, have you noticed this?
Have I noticed you noticing?
Seriously, I'll see like two or three dark spot corrector commercials in the last month. It's like everywhere. So what I want to know is what causes them, and do the spot correctors work? And if not, what can we do? There you go. Hit it.
No, the reason you're seeing so many of them, in the U.S., the number one concern is wrinkles. As you know, I do a lot of work globally. And in Asia, actually, dark spot and evening out skin tones and lighter skin is number one concern for women there. And I'm going to say it's probably the number two concern here in the U.S. And so you're going to see more and more of them, especially with some new discoveries. And so as we age, you start seeing some age spots. You have different hyperpigmentation problems from being out in the sun when you were younger, et cetera. And so there are new technologies coming along. And so you can go to your dermatologist. You can go to stores and buy products. One of the most popular ingredients out there, I'll admit it's very effective, but I am so against it, is something called hydroquinone. And that is an ingredient that it's actually been banned in almost every country. There's only U.S. and one other country that allows it in the world to be used. It is a dangerous ingredient. And so I am so against it. I look for more, I can't even just say natural alternatives, but safe alternatives. And that's really what I want to talk about, is ways we can correct it. And I've done a lot of work in this area in the U.S. and globally as well. So it is a very big concern.
Now, are dark spots also caused by like an acne blemish that healed but kind of leaves that spot behind it? Is that another issue? Because I noticed that.
It is, and some people are concerned they have freckles. Some it may be age spots. Whatever the concern is, the key really is, I'm sorry?
I said I love freckles. I love freckles. You know, I'm just one of those people. I just love them.
No, I'm with you. Freckles can actually be attractive, yet some people that have them are very concerned by them. And I think the grass is always greener. We're not happy with what we have. So, you know, if I have freckles, I want to get rid of them. If I don't have them, I want them. The key is how to get rid of it. And so here's really, I'm going to tell you my recipe for trying to get rid of it is we want to exfoliate the skin, and then we want to actually work at the cellular level, trying to change how the pigmentation or the melanin in our skin is actually forming and creating it. One of my favorite ingredients is something called arbutin. And arbutin is natural. It's a natural extract that is a precursor for hydroquinone. And so I can avoid hydroquinone, stay with a natural extract, and actually get very, 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 very similar results. And so I would suggest look for a topical serum that contains arbutin or arbutafade. These are ingredients that are out in there that will help work against the melanin or block it so we can kind of stop the body from producing the dark spot. The other thing we want to do is exfoliate it, because again, our cell turnover rate slows down as we age. And so it starts off on a 28-day cycle, but as we age, it slows down. And so if we can exfoliate the dead skin cell and then treat the new skin cells underneath, we're going to have better results. And so I prefer using a physical exfoliator for something gentle. If you have just a light case, you could look at chemical exfoliation. Go ahead. You were going to ask something.
David, I lost you for a second. Hello?
You lost me. I'm here.
I lost you. I was so sad. Oh, there you are.
Am I here? Suddenly,
yeah. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Did you lose me on purpose?
Oh, gosh, of course not.
So what we want to do is truly exfoliate the skin cells using either a physical exfoliator or a chemical exfoliator. So I like looking for products with an alpha hydroxy base. There are beta hydroxies. They're not as effective. They are gentler. But I like a glycolic product, because the molecule is small, it'll loosen up the dead skin cells and help exfoliate the ones that are actually already tinted. And so then you reveal the new skin cells, and you want to treat it with an arbutin or arbutafade. And so if you can find a product that has a combination of these ingredients, you're definitely on the right track of getting rid of it and actually helping even out skin tones. These are products at a younger age, as you're not having much problem, you could use a few times a week. But as we get older, you'd want a higher level dose of it, and you'd want to start using it every day. And and look for it in a serum format. These are, you can go to your store and find it, and use it underneath your moisturizer. So this is just a simple way to help get rid of the dark spots, help even out skin tones. I'm going to tell you one new technology you can find in a cream format is they may have a light refracting technology. And you and I have spoken about different makeup. You could actually mix a concealer in your moisturizer and cover up a dark spot. You could then look for products that contain some of these ingredients that give you the immediate gratification while the ingredients are taking a longer term effect.
Oh, I like that. All right. Tell us that dangerous ingredient again that you want to avoid.
Hydroquinone. H-Y-D-R-O. Yep, Q-U-I-N-O-N-E. Hydroquinone. And to me, stay away from it. A lot of doctors have used it. A lot of doctors are getting away from it as all these harmful effects have been discovered. And a lot of countries, all but the U.S. and one other, have banned it from products. Some states here in
Why
the U.S. have actually
that
even
we have
banned it.
It.
You know,
what is going
in Europe,
on?
In Europe, over 1,100 different ingredients have been banned. Regulated or banned because they've been found to be toxic, carcinogenic, and in the U.S., only 11 ingredients have been. And so shame on us for not stepping up further, but we're a self-regulated industry. We report to the FDA. The FDA has their hands full with all our pharmaceutical ingredients. You know, our country is, you know, we can go to the politics behind it. But bottom line is, we do not regulate our ingredients like other countries. And so and that is why I'm out there all the time talking about safe ingredients and telling what ingredients to avoid and looking for natural or safe alternatives to help get us the same results, because we all want results. We all want quick immediate gratification without the but I want to do it without the long-term effects.
Yeah, that's so true. Now, in those dark spot correctors that we're seeing on TV, do you think they use that hydroquinone? I can't seem to remember that one.
Hydroquinone. And the answer is I don't know. Yep, I don't know which commercials you're seeing, but if you're seeing some of the ones I do, some products contain it, some do not. And so the key is learn to read your label. Stay away from parabens. Stay away from synthetic fragrance, synthetic dye. Stay away from hydroquinone. Stay away from glycols. There's so many harmful ingredients. You don't have to be a chemist. You don't have to understand every ingredient in there, but you do need to understand there are a few that you need to avoid at all costs. And hydroquinone is one. And the cool part is there are natural, safe alternatives. So why would you go down a path of something dangerous? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's so totally crazy. Now, is there anything we can do in our kitchen? I know you always have great ideas about things we can do. Anything we can put on our dark spots?
I do.
Like lemons on the Brady Bunch, do you remember? Do you remember Jan? I have to throw this in. I know I'm dating myself. Remember Jan Brady rubbing the lemons all over her face? I don't think that's a good idea to get rid of her freckles, which I thought was crazy because, like I said, I love freckles. But what can we do in our kitchens, David?
Now, Jan who?
Jan. Marsha. Like you
if
don't
I knew
know.
Who these people
Come
were,
on.
If I knew who these people were.
Yeah, right.
You actually just took one of the recipes right out of my playbook. As you know, I've written a book, 101 Recipes for Beauty. But citric acid is exactly, you get an acid, lemon would put you in more of a category of an alpha hydroxy peel. So you can use these acids on your skin, a lemon, an orange, a grapefruit. It is great. Dab it, squeeze it, dab a cotton ball, and massage it over whatever area you're concerned with, an age spot, freckles, or whatever. And yes, there is definitely truth to that.
Really? So, okay, so I did learn something from all those years of watching the Brady Bunch. Oh boy. Now what about apple cider
vinegar? Don't throw footballs. With that, don't throw footballs in the house.
Oh my god.
Again, not if I ever saw it.
Nose.
Not if I ever saw it.
Well,
let me keep going. The other one is vitamin C.
Sure.
L-ascorbic acid is one of the greatest skincare ingredients ever. And so, if I had to rate my top 3, hyaluronic acid is one, vitamin C is another. So we'll have to talk more about those another time.
We definitely will. There's a lot of great things you can do for your dark spots. Just watch out for what is it again?
Hydroquinone.
Watch out for it. There's a lot of other great things. Thanks so much for listening today. We really appreciate it. Love having you here. Stay tuned to Radio MD.